Tony Atlas doing his chair anymore. Come on, Mark.
Mark.
Hey, baby, I came back with a SummerSlam recap video package type thing.
Yeah, selling it.
Selling the repeat, you know, the usual. And the next match was Finlay with Hornswoggle, coming out to do a quick little promo on Mike Knox, you know, talking about him. Well, basically, that's what he was talking about. He called him out. Even though Finlay may be smiling more, he's still a mean son of a bitch.
Right.
You know, basically, that's what this whole thing was about. Finlay talked about Mike Knox and said he invited him to the ring. Again, he said, come up to the ring for the second time, like he did last week. You know, goaded him a little bit. Knox came out finally and said, you know, Finley's really scared of him, which I don't know how he got that reasoning, but whatever. That was like a BS, like, line to, like, you're really scared of me. You don't want me to really come down there. Motherfucker, if I'm calling you up, obviously, obviously I want you to come down there. So that was kind of cheap, whoever wrote that for him, that BS comeback.
And you would think he's not a chicken shit heel. He's going to be a badass, tough guy heel. Sure, he might cheat when he gets the chance, but he's not a chicken shit. Yeah, I mean, you just scared me. Yeah, that was kind of whack. I didn't even hear that line.
But Knox
pretty much said he wasn't going to do nothing. He was going to do it when he decides to do it, on terms. And then, again, he was like, I know you're just begging me to put you out of your misery. Like, what? No.
But the good thing was, it was that little situation where if you even had a question in your head how stupid he sounded, it was kind of resolved with the next thing, because he came to the ring. Well, he didn't come to the ring, but he came to the almost to the apron a little bit.
Right.
That's when he said what you say, you know, I'm going to do this on my terms and all that.
Right.
Good line Tumi had, too. He said, I told you last week I'd give you 1 week to come to me. And he said, now I'm coming for you. I don't know if that was exactly a quote, but
that's
pretty much what it was. You know.
Enough of this. Let's go. And he had a slim brouhaha and a pull apart bra. I mean, I guess if you want to call it pull apart. It was pull apart enough that they sent it was a bunch of referees and friggin' IRS was out. Mike Rotunda.
Who was
he in WCW? Wasn't he like the banker or?
When he came back.
There was Archdeister when he left, and then he went to WCW.
Like the accountant or something like that, or the tax return guy or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, cool ass WCW bullshit.
Fucking
Mike.
Richard Refund or some shit like that.
Yeah, I think that might even be it. So they had a nice little pull apart bro. Then what they do, go to break?
They did a little Shawn Michaels like getting punched in the lip. Chris Jericho fiasco.
Had the sad face, they had the serious face, it's weird how they're selling it. They're almost going to ruin this awesome storyline by playing it completely wrong. Like, yo, she got punched in the face by accident. Like, you cannot get the serious let me take my glasses off and look into the camera. Folks, this is a despicable. Like, no, man, nobody. No, it wasn't a double murder suicide. Nobody fell from the fucking roof, from the ceiling. And, you know, it broke their neck on a turnbuckle.
It broke their neck on a turnbuckle. God damn. Why are you going to bring up Owen Hart in this situation?
Well, that's what happened. I mean, he hit his neck first, right on the top turnbuckle.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Pretty bad. Well,
I think they're playing it overall.
Now, Trav, I don't want to get off the subject too much because we're doing the ECW show, but I need to ask you this. Chris Jericho being your all-time favorite wrestler, number one on your list, number one in your PWI 500.
Right, every year.
Or your TWI 500.
My TW, right, go ahead.
How have you liked his evolving, his evolution?
I fucking love it. He's the man. Yeah, he's the top, he's the top heel on Raw, and arguably the top heel in the business, you know, next to Edge. I wouldn't argue